Well, there are fears that funding for homelessness services could be cut in the upcoming federal budget. Lots of charities are worried. It's going to impact on everything from women's refuges to services for rough sleepers. The sector is worried that $56 million could be cut off from services for homeless people, domestic and family violence crisis centres, and many more. Jenny Smith from Homelessness Australia, how much is a cut of this size likely to be felt?
Oh, look, it's going to be felt right around the country, and it's hard to imagine why this is happening at a time when we're anticipating a 9% increase in homelessness by the end of June, and already seeing anecdotally presentations to our services, you know, more than double.
Because with Job Seeker dropping away, you'd already have a big rise in demand, wouldn't you?
Well, it's a bit of a triple whammy because we've got the Job Seeker virtually back to what it was before. We've got the end of the rental moratoriums, and we've also seen the price of housing generally, and that translates to low-cost rentals as well, increasing handover assists as well. So there are a lot of very ugly pressures on people on low incomes at the moment, and that's what we do. We're there to support people. So we would actually love to see the federal government recognise how... Well, the misery that people are in as we come out of COVID, but also recognise how hard our sector's working and give us a bit of additional support.
The Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says homelessness services are a state responsibility. What do you say to that?
The other thing that the federal government says is that they are already contributing, you know, considerable funding to housing and homelessness.
Yeah, is she right?
And that is true. Well, no, she's not. Correct. You know, I think it's possible that the federal government would be like to be less involved, to see it less of a partnership between federal, state and territory governments, which is what it is at the moment. The funding line that's being cut has been a half and half federal and half state or territory for the last 9 years. And the states and territories have all said in their budget papers that they're going to continue their half. It's hard to fathom why the federal government would not want to continue its effort, particularly when it has done that for a range of other human services like youth, disability, families, financial counselling and emergency relief services.
Jenny, over 180 CEOs from Frontline Homelessness Services and other organisations have signed a joint letter to the Treasurer urging him to rethink the cuts. Do you really think that's going to make a difference?
Well, we wrote to Senator Rustin after the October budget and the disappointment, and then we wrote to Minister Suka, who's the Minister for Housing and Homelessness, and then we thought, well, you know, perhaps the Treasurer will pay attention if service providers point out how awful this will be if this cut happens. Now, we haven't had any formal responses, so we just are in a position where we have to have everything crossed in anticipation of the federal budget in a week and a half.
Jenny Smith from Homelessness Australia, thank you so much for talking to us tonight. God bless you and keep the fight up.
Thank you so much for your interest.